Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. And today is week two of June Ladies Month, and I will be joined by race driver Florence Drost. We'll also hear from Jeff Trimble from Trimble's Honda, Adam Mackey from Trek Enterprises, and Steve from Napa Auto Parts, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Are you ready to take your flavor game to the next level? Reach for the award-winning sauces and seasonings from Cookies. Our flavor-enhanced all-purpose seasoning and rub is a popular combination of spices that's delicious in marinades, on meats, and anything that needs a flavor kick. And don't forget about our full line of sauce, including our Korean barbecue sauce. It's the one that puts an Asian twist on some of our favorites like chicken wings, pork, seafood, and more. Get game-changing recipes at CookiesBBQ.com, and remember, smart cookies use Cookies.
Hey, Dirt Show fans, this is Sierra Gannon, mortgage lender at Reliance Bank in Faribault, Minnesota. And I've got to ask, is your race shop getting a little small? Is the house packed tighter than a tool cart on race night? Let's fix that. For a limited time, Reliance Bank in Faribault, Minnesota is offering Dirt Show listeners $1,000 off closing costs on a home or cabin purchase. More space, less stress, local decisions made right here in southern Minnesota. Call me at 507-838-2299 or visit reliancebankmn.com today. Reliance Bank, banking you can count on.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Some restrictions may apply.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your family-owned Husqvarna dealer, is the only preferred partner Husqvarna dealer in Minnesota and one of only 40 in the nation. Stop by Miners in Blooming Prairie to check out the dependable Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. From trimmers and chainsaws to zero turns and tractor mowers, we've got what your yard needs. With over 20 years of product knowledge, we also service what we sell. That makes Miners Outdoor your number one choice for lawn and garden.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
From the field to the highway, count on Napa Auto Parts to have your hardworking parts for your hardworking vehicles. We have the recommended OE filters, oil, and antifreeze to keep your trucks and equipment running strong. No matter what your vehicle needs, stop by your local Napa Auto Parts for the parts and supplies that work as hard as you do. Napa Auto Parts, proud sponsor of the Linder Farm Radio Network.
Never know how. Maximize your egg door clearance. Hi, this is Callie at Powerlift Doors by French Manufacturing. Get the full use of the height and width of your current opening every single time, ensuring easy, stress-free passage for your biggest combines and tractors. Choose Minnesota-made, high-quality Powerlift Doors. See powerliftdoors.com or call 507-374-9306.
Capabilities. Now that's a word you want to hear when it comes to choosing your next industrial, commercial, or ag electrician. Coles Electric offers pole setting, directional boring, underground trenching, boom truck service, security systems, and much more. Coles Electric also provides 24-hour, 7 days a week emergency service. Because when you're down, it's costing you money. See the experts at ColesElectric.com or call 507-451-1387.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force Load Machines and develop the Ultra Force Suspension Software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at Weir'sMachine.com, UltraForceTech.com, and the all-new CircleTrackApp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
This is Justin Melke from Melke Oil Company, this region's premier VP race fuel dealer, and you're listening to the driver segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show to week two of June Ladies Month, and I am joined by driver Florence Drost. And Florence, let's start off talking about your dad. I am a big fan of your dad's sprint car career. Your Hall of Fame father, Jesse Drost. Memories of growing up in a racing family.
Yeah, I mean, he's always talked about racing, and I mean, that's kind of how I got into it. We've had go-karts and four-wheelers around the yard all the time that we kind of just mess around with. And then when I was about five, he wanted to know, he was asking, he's like, would you ever be into racing? Like, I mean, I'd try it. So, I mean, that's kind of how I got into it.
Naturally, you had the desire to get involved in racing at a young age. You began your career in karts at age 5. What do you remember about that very first kart and those very first days out to the racetrack?
Definitely wasn't like how it is right now. I remember coming to the trailer a few times and my dad would not be too happy with me. He's like, you need to get on the gas, go a little faster. So, I mean, after I got yelled at a few times, found the gas and, I don't know, kind of just took off from there.
One of the things I've noticed at the kart tracks is once the kids naturally get comfortable with the car and what it's going to do, then you just see them start to blossom.
Yeah, definitely. You definitely get more comfortable with it.
I've also seen the kids that are just getting started in the putt-putt carts, and actually the helmet weighs more than they do, so they have trouble standing up.
Yeah.
Your dad says you have an internal drive, a drive that makes you want to be the best no matter what you choose to do. What do you think drives that desire to want to excel, whether it's playing baseball or basketball or racing?
I mean, I know a lot of people support me, so I just try to do my best to make sure that I don't let them down, make sure that they're proud of me.
When you go to the racetrack, who is that internal support group?
My dad and a crew member, Todd, is down in the pits with me, always telling me like what I need to do different or what the track is like. But all the fans that come down afterwards, like my mom, my sister, cousins, grandma and grandpa, they're a big part of it too.
You are tall for your age, and after about 8 years in karts, it was time to move on. What memories did you take away from your years in karting?
Probably just, I mean, the basics, going in circles, high on the straightaway, low in the corners, always what my dad told me. So that's kind of what I've been doing with my other cars. Definitely friendships, too. I mean, some of the kids from go-karts moved up to the mini mod and the micro, so it's kind of nice to keep in touch with them.
I just had USMTS modified tour driver AJ Hoff on a couple weeks ago, and he grew up with the Pepsi Slingshot kids, and you look back to that group and the drivers that were involved, they all moved up together, they're all still racing, and they all do very well.
Yeah, for sure.
The next step in your career was the Outlaw Mini Mods. Why did you choose the Mini Mod series, and how did you obtain your first car?
I mean, we definitely wanted something with suspension after the go-kart, and the Mini Mods are pretty affordable and definitely fast, so we thought that would be something good to start with. I think we just found my car off of Facebook Marketplace and bought it, kind of didn't really know what to do, but we've learned a lot.
I've had a lot of comments about the power to weight ratio. Those cars really move. They're very deceiving on the track. They're actually turning laps at some tracks faster than the modifieds.
Yeah, they're very fast.
You won the Worthington Speedway Track Championship in the mini mod division. You ran consistently up front and secured some wins along the way. Consistency is key. And you guys obviously have a great maintenance program because one DNF can put you way behind the eight ball.
Yeah, definitely consistency is key. Yeah, staying out of trouble for sure, like making smart decisions. And, I mean, you have to take some risks, otherwise you might not get up front right away. But if you just stay out of trouble and make smart decisions, I guess you'll be good.
What are your responsibilities on the car? What do you need to keep up to date and maintained on a weekly basis?
My dad does a lot of work. I'll just help him with some things here and there. I do a lot of like sweeping out the trailer, cleaning the car, tire work, just kind of miscellaneous stuff.
Murray County Speedway is a great place for fans to watch races, and it's also another track that you visited with the Mini Mod. Your smooth and fast driving put you in victory lane there as well. How did that night come about? And walk us through that feature race and how you put it up front.
Well, I raced at Worthington before that quite a few times, so I had the hang of the Mini Mod before we went to Murray County. And, I mean, we got there, went out for hot laps, and the car felt really good. Then the heat race, I think I just started in the front and just kind of took off from there. The car felt really good, and the track is definitely a very nice track. And then in the feature, just kind of what I said earlier, I stayed out of trouble and just kept my consistent laps and put in victory lane.
We also saw you last June down at Mason City Motor Speedway with the Mini Mod Series. Great car count that night. Very fast feature. How did that track stack up to what you're used to running?
I think it's different. It's not my favorite track. I don't know. It's bigger, a little faster. I think it's easier to get caught into some trouble at that track, but it's still fun.
One of the things I definitely noticed in the mini mod division, as you guys apex into three, down into turn four, when you come up, you're literally heading straight for the front stretch wall and you have to get the car to turn.
Yeah, I guess I don't pay attention to the walls too much. I mean, just make sure I don't hit them, but I'm just looking forward to the next corner and seeing what I got to do to make a good lap.
You also managed to pull off the mini mod feature win the night your dad got inducted into the Worthington Speedway Hall of Fame. That has to be the biggest night in your career so far.
Yeah, for sure. It's cool to see me following in his footsteps, and hopefully someday I'll be in the same Hall of Fame.
And the amount of people you had in Victory Lane, you didn't even know there was a car back there.
Yeah, that's what makes racing fun. I mean, I couldn't do it without them. They keep me going, always support me. And even if I do bad, they always tell me good job.
What are your favorite memories of running the mini mod division?
I like the speed, especially compared to the go-kart. And it's definitely different than go-kart racing. I feel like you have more freedom. You can kind of just ride your four wheels around while you're waiting for your next race. And I don't know, it's different.
You also had a chance to try out one of Jody Rosenboom's midgets. What did you think of those cars, and would you consider running those in the future?
It's different than any other car I've driven. Getting it pitched in the corner kind of sideways, it kind of threw me off. I wasn't used to that, but it was a good experience. I learned a lot, and maybe I'll drive it in the future sometime, but we'll cross that bridge when we get to it, I guess.
Getting it pitched in the corner, is that when you're talking about you have to drive it in there really hard to get it to turn?
Yeah, you kind of have to get it sideways, I guess, otherwise it just doesn't drive right.
Fundraising. Every driver can tell you right now, racing is not an inexpensive sport. You and your sister actually sold sweet corn to help fund the team.
Yeah, we do some things here and there. I mean, like you said, it's pretty expensive, so we like to just make a little extra money here and there. I'd like to thank all my sponsors, Wiffles Hybrids, Bedrock Clean Energy, 2D Egg Service, Remax Premier Realty, Weiss Transportation, Grimm's Lakeside Service, Fuller Paving, Heartland Steel, Chandler Co-op, Moberg Consignments, Edina Realty, Brown Shoefoot, Knapp Sales and Service, Scott Sanitation, and Arnold Motor Supply. They make it a lot more enjoyable. We don't have to fork up all that to race. And, I mean, having connections with other people is always fun, getting to talk to people. And
are you planning on doing the sweet corn stand again this year? Because I guarantee listeners in the area would definitely come out and support you guys if it's going into a race team.
Yeah, we're planning on doing it again this year. My grandpa likes to get into that stuff too and help us with it. So it's something he looks forward to every year.
Where do you set up? What months will you be set up?
Usually in August. And I think usually we're in the 8th Hardware parking lot on Oxford Street in Worthington, but it changes sometimes, whatever parking lot we can get into.
Instead of choosing the midget route, you chose the wing micro division. Where and when did you acquire that car?
Yeah, we were looking into the midget, and it just wasn't something that I was quite ready for, so we were exploring our other options, and we came across the micros, and they're still fast, have suspension, and just kind of checked all the boxes. The only downside is we have to travel pretty far for it, but sometimes that's fun, getting to spend time with my dad and other people that we go with sometimes, but it's been a good experience.
Many racers talk about some of their favorite experiences is the windshield time in the hauler, because that's a time They're not working on something. They're focused on each other, and they actually get to really connect.
Yeah, I think it definitely makes it more fun to go travel somewhere, you know, to spend time with my dad and see new places. You know, I've been to a lot of different states for racing, so it's kind of cool to see the different tracks and kind of what they're like.
The interesting thing, you and your dad are both learning together because micros are also new to him as well. So that has to be a fun experience because you get to experiment a little bit and maybe you're trying something that works that nobody else knows about.
Yeah, I think he's learning just as much or more than I am. It's a completely different setup. I mean, some things from the sprint car transfer over to the micro, but not very much. So it's a learning curve for us, but hopefully we'll get there someday.
Has Dad jumped in and tried to take a lap?
No, he hasn't. I think he wants to, though.
Oh, I know he wants to.
Yeah. I don't know if my mom would be very happy with him.
Over the off season, you made the trip to the PRI show. What did you find that was interesting to you at that massive show?
I mean, just seeing all the different racing brands. I mean, some things I didn't even know existed. There were some cool cars there, like road course cars that were cool to look at. And just seeing all the different brands and like all their latest and greatest inventions and stuff. So it was a good experience.
You also decided to make an early season trip down to Missouri to get some laps in a micro. Where did you go and how did you feel in the car down there in Missouri?
We went to Sweet Springs, Missouri. The track down there is probably my favorite track I've been on with my micro. It's really nice. It's fast, but not super fast. Yeah, it was good. We learned a lot, and we improved every night we went out, so that was good. And I think I got my best qualifying time there with my micro so far, so that was definitely an accomplishment for me.
Making some laps in a full-size 360-wing sprint car. How did that come about, and how did it feel to run that car around the track?
Yeah, so some of our friends were at Worthington one night practicing with the 360, and they asked if I wanted to make a few laps. And, I mean, I've always wanted to drive a sprint car, but I had to think about it a little bit. The idea just was kind of, I mean, it was exciting to me, but I had some nerves. It was definitely a good experience and probably one I'll never forget. So I'm glad I got to do that. It was really cool. It was fun, too.
I was watching the video, and I was surprised how fast you were, and you actually looked really comfortable in there.
Yeah, my dad, before I went out, he told me, he's like, just make some slow laps, just go around, get used to it, and whatever. So I went out, and I guess I didn't think I was going to feel as comfortable as I did in it, so I went faster, and it felt really good. I was definitely surprised with how comfortable I was, but when I got out of the car, my dad goes, I told you to go slower. I'm like, oh, well.
The wing micro cars are a great training ground for the full-size sprint cars because of the similar power-to-weight ratio and the handling. Did you find that to be the case?
Yeah. I think there's more steering with the sprint car than there is the mini mod. The mini mod, you've got to keep the steering wheel smooth. With the sprint car, it's more steering. The micro and the sprint car are pretty similar. I mean, yeah, they handle similar. The micro is just smaller, so it's easier to move around the track.
The other skills you can hone in micros is managing traffic. The ability to come through the field and still have a car left or a right rear tire left to challenge for the win, and that can be a big factor.
Yeah, traffic with the micro is definitely different. I mean, open wheel is something I'm not really used to, so that's kind of what scares me every time is not getting too close, but getting close enough to make the pass happen. But so far, I've done pretty good with it, so hopefully I can continue to keep the car in one piece.
Your dad mentioned a great point about keeping the car in one piece. It's really about how well you race it. It's not always about the win or the final finishing position. It's, did you do well? Did you learn? Did you save the car? So there is still something there at the end. Manage to load it in one piece and head to the next race. So that's all important.
Yeah, for sure. Any night you can't bring the car into the trailer in one piece is definitely not a fun night and not a fun ride home. But as long as you learn something and didn't wreck a bunch of stuff, I'd say it's a successful night.
How many races are on your micro sprint schedule this year, and what are some of the furthest tracks away that you'll be traveling?
We haven't really talked about it too much. We're going to split the summer between mini-mod and micro racing, so, I mean, kind of just whatever we feel like. If we want to go micro racing one night or one weekend and then mini-mod racing the next weekend, or if we want to do micro racing the whole summer, we'll just kind of have to see, I guess.
And the mini-mod racing would actually keep you much closer to home because there's more opportunities.
Yeah, so I like staying around home, but it's nice to get to other tracks and race the micro sometimes too.
The other thing neat about your racing career is Grandpa Gary helps out in the car, and it's pretty cool to have him around too.
Yeah, he likes to be around it. He likes to work on it and just kind of support me and make sure that even if I don't do good, that it's okay, that he's proud of me either way.
What are your goals for 2026 in the micro sprint?
Make it to an A main, I guess. I've been running a lot of B mains, but just improving every time I get out and making sure that, I mean, I keep it in one piece like we talked about earlier, but yeah, just improving is my biggest goal.
What would be your biggest goal in the mini mod for this year?
I think I set the standards pretty high last year, so maybe winning a few more series races rather than local races, and I'm still improving with that as much as I can, hopefully picking up a few more wins.
Looking to the future, where do you see yourself in 4, 5, 6 years in racing?
I've always wanted to drive sprint car, but I mean, if I got an offer to drive NASCAR, I think it'd be pretty cool to race for a living. Anything around racing would be cool.
And if you could find somebody to be a car owner and you can just be the driver, that'd be even better.
Yeah, for sure. I think I'd like that more than owning my own car. I mean, hopefully I wouldn't have to do as much work on it. Just kind of relax and drive. Driving's my favorite part.
Florence, I think right now between your dad and your grandpa, you got a pretty good crew right there at home. Congratulations on all your racing success in the karts, in the mini mods, now going into the micro sprints, and can't wait to see you in a full-size sprint car in the future. And thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Come on, kids, let's go outside to play. Hello, Wolf and Sons? Can you come spray my yard for mosquitoes?
If you can't be outside because of the mosquitoes, call Wolf and Sons at 507-455-3524.
Foamcraft Packaging is a small, family-owned company and has been in business since 1988. Hi, I'm Donna Ayers, and I own Foamcraft along with my husband, Bob. We specialize in quality, affordable, custom foam and wood packaging. Let our professional staff of designers, engineers, and manufacturers create a packaging solution that fits your needs and budget. Located at 400 Alexander Drive in Owatonna, Minnesota. Give us a call at 507-455-2893. Look us up at foamcraftpackaging.com.
Join us at the Fairmont Raceway as we honor this year's Hall of Fame inductees, Friday, June 19th. This year's inductees include Troy Swearingen, Willie Kraft, Rob Nutt, Esserin Teams in the Cruiser Division, and Kenny Sadoff as one of the longest-running promoters. All five classes will be in action, including the USRA Modifieds, Stock Cars, B-Mods, and Hobby Stocks. And of course, nobody can forget our FMT 4.6 liter class, where you can rent a race car for the night. So we hope to see all of you Friday, June 19th at the Fairmont Raceway as we honor this year's Hall of Fame inductees.
Aero Race Wheels is a leading manufacturer of high-quality steel racing wheels for both dirt and asphalt racing. Aero Racing Wheels are built right here at our headquarters in Estherville, Iowa. This U.S. company's premium race wheels have been designed to put drivers on the top of the podiums for over 30 years. You can't get any more American than that. See AeroRaceWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Midwest Collision,
if you have a vehicle accident, go with the pros. Midwest Collision in Faribault. Bob and his staff of experienced painters and body men have over 40 years of experience. Midwest Collision's paint matching capabilities and perfectly aligned body panels will make you forget an accident even happened. Call 507-332-2434. You bend them, we mend them.
Midwest Collision. You bend them, we mend them.
In 2009, the Outlaw Mini Mod Racing Series was organized by Batwing Chassis founder Nathan Kilwide. Today, you can find the Outlaw Mini Mod class running at local tracks like Chateau Speedway, Mason City Motor Speedway, and Worthington Speedway, along with many other tracks around southern Minnesota, North Iowa, and Wisconsin. Join the fun by becoming a driver in the most affordable class of dirt track racing in the country. Fans can follow the exciting 18-race Black Iron Manufacturing Outlaw Mini Mod Series Point Championship schedule by going to batwingchassis.com. Batwing Chassis, fast, affordable fun for everyone.
Here's one of the most incredible lubricating products ever made, Justice Brothers JB80. It's twice as good at lubricating just about everything around the home, shop, and your car. JB80 has a penetrating action that goes straight to the problem areas and even the tightest places. Try JB80, the incredible spray lubricant that's twice as good. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back.
See our display at Runnings.
Tell them Ed Justice Jr. sent you.
Welcome back to the sponsor segment here on The Dirt Show. And it is always a pleasure to be down at Trimble's Honda in Austin, Minnesota. Jeff, in racing, many drivers talk about resiliency, the ability to come back after adversity. You had a little adversity over the off season, but you are back and hopefully just as good as new.
Well, yeah, I had a little accident off of a ladder, which you hear this many, many times from people, but it was just a stupid move on my part and got busted up a little bit and took a couple months off work. But when you're running a small business, you got to get right back at it.
And we're not getting any younger, Jeff, so endoing over the handlebars in the morning and getting back on the motocross bike in the afternoon like you used to do just doesn't happen that quick anymore.
Well, that's where resiliency comes in, because I don't know how many times I would have crashed back in the younger days, and you heal a lot quicker when you're 50 years younger, there's no doubt about it. And this one's taking a little while, but I'll be back in the saddle here again this summer.
Going back to the beginning here at Trimble's Honda, USA's second oldest Honda dealership, you look at that Honda D-Type motorcycle that was produced 1949 to 51, 98cc, magneto with kickstart. Pretty simplistic, but the key factor to Honda has always been rock-solid reliability.
That's one thing Mr. Honda himself has always instilled, was we weren't always the fastest, we always weren't the most performance-oriented, but reliability is just written into Honda standards. That's where the one people went with Honda. We've seen it over the years. Yeah, we've had a couple of bad items that weren't up to Honda standards, but over the course of my whole career out here, I'll tell you, that's one reason people buy Hondas is because of the reliability.
Let's start with the Honda Pioneer utility vehicle. If you need a workhorse around a farm, acreage, or racetrack, this is a great option.
The Honda Pioneer come out, you know, back in 2009 as the big red, just a little 700. They eventually entered into it in 16 with the 1000cc. But one thing that's unique about the Hondas is they've always had a full drive shaft transmission. You know, everybody else uses a belt drive similar to a clutch on a snowmobile. Honda's always been a direct shaft drive right off the motor. They incorporate a lot of their automotive ideas into the Pioneer for the brakes, the drive system, the transmissions. And there again, it's, you know, of course I sell them, I'm going to tell you that, but they are the number one for reliability.
Customers looking at the Fortrax, Foreman, Rubicon, and the Rancher, what are the feature benefits of the two?
Well, the biggest thing there, again, it's the Honda engine reliability. It's direct shaft drive right off the motor. They're now incorporating power steering into all of them. We have an auto shift transmission, which is still a gearbox, five-speed gearbox, but you can either pick electric shift mode where you manually shift it with a button or pull it into full automatic and it'll shift itself for you. So it makes it real simplistic, easy for anyone to operate. And again, the most reliable in engine transmission on the market today.
Gas prices are up. Are you seeing a resurgence of former motorcycle riders checking into getting back in the saddle again?
We've probably seen more resurgence of people that just want something that's energy conscious. You know, we got motorcycles that'll get 70, 80 miles a gallon. We got scooters that do over 100 miles per gallon. We've had a few people come in that used to be motorcyclists. they're getting in age, like the whole motorcycle group is, and they want something simple to operate, and they are looking at the scooter lineup with 100 miles per gallon. It gives the guy an excuse to go buy his little toy that he always wanted back. He can convince the wife all the mileage he's going to get. So it has helped. Yeah, it's definitely the high gas prices have been a factor. It is affecting a lot of people. I understand that. But we're getting a lot of people calling that are looking for something with high mileage just for commuting and back and forth to work.
And speaking of those scooters, the Honda DAX looks like a great option to get to work in town and have a little fun going to work every day, looking forward to the commute.
Honda's brought back a few models that were very popular back in the 60s and 70s, the Mini Trail 50, the Trail 70, and the Trail 90. Now we have three models called the Monkey 125, which is styled like the old Mini Trail 50, which everybody at one time or another owned. The DAX is styled after the Trail 70, which every camper had, and the new Trail 125 is styled after the old Trail 90. And we're seeing a resurgence in people that owned this type of product, and now they want to have the newer, upgraded version of it.
Something unusual in your inventory, the Honda Translap looks very European.
They've got a real good extensive line of adventure bikes. Starts out with the 500, the Transalp 750, the NT 1100, and also the Africa Twin 1100. Adventure bikes have come on strong in the last few years. It's a bike that some of our elderly riders who used to ride the big Goldwings and touring bikes are going to, because it's a little easier and more nimble to handle. Still plenty roadworthy. They like to do a lot of back road running with it, but plenty of motor and plenty of power for anybody that's rode before at all.
As always, you have a service center, a fully stocked parts department, and riding accessories. So if you're anywhere in the area, this is a place to stop by to get what you need.
Yes, right now I'm down to two technicians. I had one retire that had been with me 28 years. But my staff in the service department are very knowledgeable. They see this stuff every day. I've got a really good parts manager, and he keeps a pretty well stock of parts. And the thing is with Honda, our parts are so accessible within a day or two, we don't have to stock what we used to have to because we have it so quick.
You've been here a long, long time, Jeff, but if they don't know where you're located and want to come find you, how can they do that?
Well, of course, everybody goes on the internet, but if you Google Maps, Austin, Minnesota, Trimble Cycle Center, it'll direct you right to us.
Jeff, it's always a pleasure being down here. Thanks for all your family has done in the motorsports industry over the years, and thank you so much for being with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Well, thank you, Clint, for taking time to acknowledge us. You do a wonderful job on the Dirt Show. I enjoy listening to it every Saturday, and keep up the good work.
Anderson Enterprises have changed their name. Velocity's Inland Center is your racer-owned local provider of apparel and promotional products. Velocity's German-engineered 10-color screen printing machine will make your shirts pop. The screen printer can pump out 300 shirts per hour while maintaining meticulous quality. Screen printing, embroidery, signs, decals, wraps, and banners. Contact Velocity's at 507-351-9244. Mention this Dirt Show ad and get 10% off your next order.
The definition of a race, a competition between two vehicles to see which is the fastest from point A to point B. Do you need it to be the fastest in a quarter mile, hold together with a big shot of nitrous, or last for 30 laps on an oval? Do you want the confidence that you have a winning motor under the hood? Then call us at Byers Engine Service. We've been building engines for winners for over 50 years. Stop by and see us in Rochester today at 2915 20th Street Southeast or call us at 507-282-5586. We'll take care of the horsepower.
Race fans, while you're here in Knoxville, be sure to visit the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. On race nights, we're open until the races are over, and you can find the latest sprint car apparel, books, and merchandise inside the museum store. Mark your calendar for Saturday, May 30th, for the 36th National Sprint Car Hall of Fame induction banquet right here in Knoxville. Tickets are on sale now in the museum store, and we'll see you at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum.
Bulldog Coatings, let Bulldog protect and restore your floors. Transform your old garage floor with a local family-owned Bulldog Pros. Beautiful coatings, longevity, trust the experts, we make it so easy. Affordable solutions, you can't go wrong. See BulldogCoatingsMN.com. Bulldog. restore your floors.
Shevlin Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Shevlin Enterprises also specializes in roll-offs and dumpsters. 2, 4, and 6-yard dumpsters for those smaller jobs, or 10, 15, 20, and 30-yard dumpsters for those big jobs. Contact Chris and his staff today for small-town service at a small-town price. 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Adam Mackey from Track Enterprises. And Adam, I don't think we've ever talked about this in all the years I've interviewed you, but how did you become interested in racing in the first place?
Well, I started very young in my hometown in Ohio. Midvale Speedway was there, and my family was race fans growing up, so we went to the races every week starting about the time I was 2 years old. So would never miss a race, right? Would just go as a fan for a long time as a kid, and then started working there, did that for about 15, 17 years, and then I moved to Illinois to start working for Track Enterprises.
How and when did you get involved with Bob and Track Enterprises?
2015, so I'd worked, like I said, around 17 years out of high school or so for my home track, Midvale Speedway, and then left there to come to Illinois to work for Bob. So I've been here with Track Enterprises for about 12 years. I think this is my 12th season here.
And Adam, what is your role with Track Enterprises? Because you are literally everywhere and always busy promoting the next event.
Yeah, I guess operations manager would be the best way to describe it, but you wear many hats in this position. We only have 3 to 4 full-time people in our office here in Macon. You know, so it's a lot of events to do with this many people. So we're spread pretty thin, but we make it work. You know, so I do everything from getting the advertising ready, setting up the employees at whichever track we're going to next, doing the social media for each event that we have coming up, scheduling the advertising. And then when I get to the event, it varies depending on what the event is. It might be race directing, it might be announcing, it might be just working from the ticket sales side. So it just depends where we're going and what we're doing, but it's a little bit of everything.
You do it all.
Try my best.
And speaking of events, Sunday, June 21st, you're with the ASA Stars National Tour at Slinger Super Speedway in Wisconsin. What a great track to watch a race for the fans.
Yeah, it is. Slinger is so exciting. Father's Day Sunday, great time to take dad to the races for Father's Day. They fly around that racetrack. High bank, short track, plenty of passing of ability inside, outside. And we've had the Stars National Tour there last year, bringing them back this year again. And that's one of our Track Enterprises events. And then we bounce back 2 days later at Madison International Speedway and run a second event for the Stars National Tour. So a lot of super late model action on asphalt taking place in a matter of 3 days in the state of Wisconsin.
That is one track I'm not familiar with, is that Madison International Speedway. What is that track and facility like as far as size?
Oh, it's fast, close to a half mile, and they put on a great show. Long straightaways, turns with some banking, so they fly around that place. We've had some great shows there, whether it be with the ASA Midwest Tour, whether it be with the ASA Stars National Tour. Two great racetracks to go pretty much back-to-back with just the one day in between to recover and get ready for another race.
And Adam, I know you feel the same way about this as I do. Somebody I really respect in the industry, Pat Sullivan from USAC. I seen a video the other day, him talking about Midget Week coming up. And we need butts in the seats because that's how we're going to keep racing going. And the discussion of people staying home and streaming the events instead of going there live, you really need to get up, get out, and support these events if we're going to keep these events going at these great facilities.
Hey, yeah, that's no question. You know, I saw Pat's video, a big part of it, and I'm a big fan of Pat Sullivan, what he's done in racing over the years with USAC, and, you know, he's a historian himself and, you know, tells the stories over the years just from the microphone, calling the action. But Pat is watching this, and he said he's seen some great sprint car races lately. Well, there's been great races, whether it's sprint cars or super late models. But, yeah, it's easy now to sit at home and watch streams of races. And the problem is you see racetracks closing down everywhere. Tri-City Speedway in Granite City, Illinois, just announced that they're for sale. You know, the family that's been running it's been doing it the last 20 years, so they're closed up and selling. Peoria Speedway is now for sale, and there may not be another race there. You know, so we've seen other tracks struggling. Spoon River Speedway here in Illinois, they had an event a couple weeks ago that they canceled after they opened the pit gates because they weren't going to have enough cars to race that night. So if you've got a racetrack nearby, like, go support it, because we want to keep this going. And we know it's tough with gas prices and diesel prices and everything right now, but get out and support the racetrack. I don't want to be glass half empty. I want to be glass half full. We had an event at Lincoln Speedway recently, 410 sprint cars, MOA sprint cars on our dirt track in Lincoln, and was our best MOA sprint car crowd we've had between Macon or Lincoln from over the years. So that's the bright side of things. There are still people that want to go see races. We had one of our best turnouts there. So you just get out and support it. If you've got a racetrack close by, you can get out and go watch a race.
And speaking of a race to get out and support, Track Enterprises is bringing the stars and cars of the ARCA Menards Series back to Elko Speedway on Saturday, June 27th. Drivers and fans alike love this race, and they love this track.
It's one of the best atmospheres for any ARCA race during the course of their 20-race season when it comes to the National Series, because it's a short track, tightest track they race on during the year. Rough and tumble out on the track. They can kind of move people over, use the bumper a little bit here and there. Then we have three local divisions that compete at Elko Speedway as well during that night of action. You get three feature events plus the on-track autograph session to go out and meet all the drivers from all the classes. So a lot of great things with that Elko event. The stands are normally pretty packed, and you can get tickets at local Menard stores for just $20. So it's such a great deal to get out and pack the grandstands and see a great night of racing, including the ARCA Menard Series.
I had Alex Club on the show earlier this season. What a great guy. What a great driver. Family-run operation. And when you hear a driver say he's sad to see the checkered because he just wants to keep racing on Elko Speedway, they love that little bull ring and really get around there.
Yeah, it's a fun time. And, you know, for a lot of those drivers, they came up through and raced short tracks predominantly. And now they race a lot of a mile-and-a-half tracks, a lot of one-mile tracks and super speedways. So when they get a chance to go back to their route, a short track like Elko Speedway is a pretty big deal.
And also you mentioned the opportunity to get up close, meet these drivers. If you bring your kids or grandkids, it gives them the opportunity to pick a driver they like, pick a car they like, and then they have someone to cheer for, which makes the event totally different.
It does, you know, getting to meet the drivers, get some autographs of some of these younger drivers that are in the series, because there's a good chance in a year or two you're going to watch these younger drivers competing every weekend on TV, whether it be in the Cup Series or O'Reilly Series or the Craftsman Truck Series. So much good young talent has come up through the ARCA Menard Series in recent years and throughout the years, in fact. So that's not changed. There's some veterans involved. There's some young drivers. And Elko Speedway will give you a chance when we have that event on June 27th to go down and meet all the drivers.
And Adam, I know you get to see this as well. All of these Menards driver meet and greets that we've done over the past 5, 6, 7 years, now I get to see those drivers in all the upper NASCAR series, and it's great that I had the chance to interview them here in Minnesota when they were out for one of the driver meet and greets. So yes, you're going to meet the future stars.
Well, what was it just a couple years ago? I think we had Corey Heim at one of those, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, and Corey, how good is he? Goodness, he should be in the Cup Series full-time, and hopefully he gets that opportunity soon. But it's amazing what he's done in the Truck Series and now moving into O'Reilly Auto Parts Series racing. Kid like that that's done so well, and we've had some others as well.
I hear so many fans saying, I want to take a race vacation, go to a 2-3-day show somewhere in the United States. And when you look over your schedule, July 4th through November 8th, you are at some of the greatest tracks and greatest facilities this country has to offer. DeCoin, IRP, Madison, Springfield, Salem, Winchester, and Nashville Speedway. If fans are looking for a great race to go to, all they have to do is check out Track Enterprises.
Yeah, trackenterprises.com has our full schedule of events, and you can always call us in the office. Our information is online to get information about tickets. We've long done the state fair races at the Illinois State Fair and the Des Moines State Fair, and those are two of the biggest events that we have on our schedule each year. But you mentioned some of those other places that we do events, Nashville Fairgrounds Speedway, which we, you know, hold the lease and do each of the events that are there on that 5/8 mile and the quarter mile racetrack and the infield that puts on a great show too. And the history of that place with 122 years of racing is pretty crazy, and it's cool to be a part of it this late in the going. And it still does really well. We had a jam-packed crowd earlier this year. Dale Jr. and the Cars Tour were there, and Dale Jr. competed that night, and the fans were on the edge of their seat, many of them standing each time Jr. passed a race car on the racetrack. It was a really big deal and nearly a capacity crowd in a place that seats a lot of people.
And I walk into those historic tracks, and I get goosebumps thinking about Tom Bigelow and Gary Bettenhausen and A.J. Foyt and all the stars that have raced at those tracks in the past.
And if you go to Winchester Speedway, you will still see Tom Bigelow. That guy still goes to the races at Winchester and actually works there during the summer. Despite his advanced age, loves Winchester Speedway and helps, honestly, run the place. You know, Charlie Shaw is an older gentleman that owns it in his 90s, and Tom obviously has been around racing forever, raced in the Indy 500, raced Winchester for many years, and sprint cars and that type of thing, and now Tom helps the day-to-day operations because he loves the place so much.
Adam, we can't wait to have you back in the state of Minnesota. Saturday, June 27th, Elko Speedway. Tell the fans again how they can get tickets for that event.
If you're anywhere in that region, you can go to the local Menards store and go to the service desk and get yourself a ticket for just $20, a savings of $10 off the race day price. So that's a great deal there. You can also get them online through the Ticket Haas app. You can purchase them online. That's a $5 savings there. But the best way to get them, obviously, is going to a local Menards store if you can. Purchase your tickets for just $20. We're going to have a full day of action there on that Saturday, June 27th. Grandstand gates will be open so folks can get in to watch practice. And we've got qualifying coming up a little later at 5:20 for the ARCA cars. And then we've got the local features, the Power Stocks. We've got the Thunder cars. We've got the late models all racing, and their local divisions put on a great show at Elko Speedway. That all starts at 6 p.m., driver autographs on track at 7, and then we go racing for the 250-lap event at just a little after 8 o'clock.
Adam, thanks for all you do, and thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Thank you.
Ever dreamed of a replica of your race car? VT's 3D Prints are a local business designing and printing custom 3D mini replicas of race cars. This is a unique way for racers and race enthusiasts to showcase their favorite race cars. VT's 3D Prints also creates championship trophies and custom cars for banquets and special occasions. See VT's 3D Prints on Facebook or call Dylan at 605-261-0197 for a gift that they will never forget.
Altenburg Construction, backed by over 30 years of experience, is well known for slat replacement. Altenburg Construction now offers the Slat Vision Inspection System to help their customers determine when they should plan for a capital cost. Altenburg Construction also added a new demolition shredder that can take care of any old structures or farm sites, making way for a fresh start. See altenburgconstruction.com or call 888-435-2210.
For the past 54 years, the Mizgin family has been making an impact on our planet. Hi, this is Jim Mizgin from Mizgin Auto Parts. We started our business back in 1972. Can you imagine what our planet would look like today if we didn't choose to recycle? When you need quality used parts, engines, transmissions, or if you want to recycle an old vehicle or even a pile of scrap, contact us at Mizgin Auto Parts, 507-684-2100. And now, even more than ever, recycle we must, and in God we trust.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Steve from the Napa Star Group Auto Parts Stores. And Steve, there's a big day coming up for dads and grandpas out there, Father's Day. And you have a massive flyer with a bunch of deals that any dads would like.
You're right. Yes, we have the tools, hand tools, the Milwaukee tools, a lot of exceptional ideas and thoughts in regards to that. You can do gift certificates and all kinds of ways to take care of dad. And maybe even use that money for parts if he needs them. Not as much fun, but.
One of the things that always stands out to me is your line of Carlisle tools. Whether you want to get Dad a starter kit or add on to the tool collection he already has, that is a great idea. And these are awesome. And Napa stands behind what they sell.
You're right, Dan. The Carlisle tool is our professional line. Looks good, feels good, works well, all lifetime guaranteed. It is on the higher end, and we do have the performance tool for the economy end. So there is a range there that if you only have a one-time job, we've got you covered there. And if you use it for a professional and you need it every day, we've got you covered there.
I'm always looking for a deal, and I spotted a great one. The Evercraft Diagnostic Code Reader is 50% off this month. So if you have a dad or a grandpa who likes to fix their own vehicles and get it right the first time, this is a great tool to have in their toolbox.
Yep, the code reader can tell you what you need to look at as far as a possible repair, and it minimizes the amount of diagnostic work you need to do and maybe get it fixed right the first time.
Besides all the great deals, you can also sign up for Napa Rewards and get $5 off your next purchase when you do that.
Right, and then every time you spend $100, you get $5 off, so that's a good return on that.
One thing our listeners know is when you buy volume, you can sell at a discount, and the amount of Milwaukee tools that Napa carries and sells is staggering. And this volume allows you to pass on some great deals to the customers. And what a great idea for Father's Day, either a Milwaukee tool kit or one of their great tools.
Right. Yep. There are different promotions that go on from time to time. We have trade-ins. We have rebates. There are always something there in Milwaukee to sweeten the deal.
Steve, I know all of these great Father's Day deals go on at your stores and all of the Napa stores across the listening area. How can people find out more about their local stores and these great Father's Day deals going on right now?
Well, for the overall stores, you can go to Napa online and find most stores there. Our website is NapaStarGroup.com, which will take you to Napa online when you shop our store. So pretty much all handled through the Napa website that is provided to us by Napa Online.
Steve, for me, Father's Day, the easiest choice is shopping at Napa because you carry everything that I love and almost everything the listeners out there need.
You're right. We try to keep everything there we need. And if we don't, most stores can have it within the day, sometimes less, depending on where it's at. And you might have an occasional one that's a little farther out to get. But we certainly will take care of the customer as quickly as possible because we know it's important to keep your vehicle going.
Steve, thanks for all your years of dedication to Napa, and thank you so much for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Yeah, thank you, Clint.
When you need a trailer, you want selection service and someone who will be there after the sale. Zach's Sales and Service in Sherburn is this region's leader in quality trailers. From H&H, Aluma, Mission, and Easy Hauler. Whether you need a utility, enclosed, dump, flatbed, or tilt trailer, Zach's Sales and Service has over 300 trailers on the ground and ready for delivery today. Contact Zach's Sales and Service today at 507-764-2299 or see zachstrailersales.com, where service is right in their name.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Extreme!
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact-resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit extremepowdercoating.net for more information.
Extreme powder coating.
Hevco drive shafts are 100% American-made in the USA with USA-sourced materials, using precision machine yokes offering more clearance and higher strength than any shaft on the market. All drive shafts are meticulously hand-built and balanced on our new Superior Driveline's Shaftmaster machine. Kevco drive shafts has the ability to build carbon fiber drive shafts loaded with Spicer 1310 solid body non-greasable U-joints for superior strength. Kevco also offers U-joints, U-bolts, slip yokes, and anything you need for your drive shaft. Call them today, 800-770-3557, or online at kevcoracing.com.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.